December 27th. Many of us are preparing for the end of the year, the beginning of a new year. It's highly possible that we have already started creating some type of a list, some type of a plan in reference to the new year. It's possible that many people out there aren't completely satisfied with their commitment this year. Their commitment to what? It's possible that many people out there aren't completely satisfied with their ability to be committed. Committed to what? Please note that I am using these expressions as a noun, commitment, and also as an adjective, committed, in this context. What does commitment mean? Commitment means being dedicated or loyal to someone or something. It's like making a promise to stick with a person, a job, or goal, even when it gets tough. Committed means being dedicated and sticking to something or someone, like a plan, a job, or a person, and not giving up easily. But why exactly am I posing this question to you? Are you truly committed? Keep listening, because I will answer that question and share with you a lot more in just a few moments. Welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 205. So try to put your guard down and try to answer this question as honestly as possible. How many commitments have you made during the year of 2023? By the way, when we put our guard down, we basically try to be as realistic as possible. We try our best to not see something as a personal attack, so to speak. So try to put your guard down and try to answer this question as honestly as possible. How many commitments have you made during the year of 2023? And then try your best to answer this as honestly as possible. How many of those commitments have you actually been able to truly commit to? How many of them have you honestly been able to stay committed to? Now, what did I just say like 30 seconds ago? I said this is episode 205, which literally means that there are another 204 podcast episodes before this one. Every single episode contains important aspects of the English language, which were specifically created to help you in your English learning journey. As we are getting closer to the end of the year, and as we remember that many people struggle with commitments and just generally staying committed to different tasks, I would like to remind you of a simple fact. So many of you have been super committed to this podcast throughout the year of 2023. There are students out there who are listening to this podcast episode right now who have literally listened to all 204 previous podcast episodes, like Will Itaya from Brazil, for example, and many, many more. My point is, there are many students who are listening to this podcast episode today who have shown an incredible commitment to the podcast itself. You have been committed to this podcast and thereby been committed to your personal English learning journey. So many of you have been incredibly committed to it throughout the year, and I want you to know that I am beyond grateful. I am beyond grateful and I am beyond proud of your effort. Always remember that it's easy to say that I am going to do this and I am going to do that, but to actually do it is a whole other ball game. A whole other ball game is a way to say that something is very different from what you know or have been talking about. It's like saying if you know how to do one thing and then you try to do something totally else, it's going to be really different and maybe harder. In our example, it's one thing to say that we are going to do something or that we want to do something, but to actually commit to it is a whole other ballgame. In other words, to commit to it is a lot harder. But why is it trickier, more difficult to commit to all these things that we say we want to do or we want to accomplish? Sometimes life interrupts our plans. Unexpected events consume the time we intended to dedicate to our commitments. Additionally, our planning may not always be effective. Our strategies can sometimes fall short. When something falls short, it means not quite making it to a goal or not doing as well as you were supposed to. It's like trying for something but not being able to completely succeed or meet the expectations. Our strategies can sometimes fall short. Sometimes our planning strategies are not the best. In this episode, I'd like to share several practical tips and tricks to boost your commitment strategies, helping you prepare better for the new year. First of all, it's important that you don't dwell on the past. Here is an excellent English expression: don't dwell on the past, which basically means more or less let go of the past. Don't dwell on it too much. Like I said earlier, it's possible that you've made all kinds of commitments during this year and you haven't really been able to do any of them. Well, in preparation for the new year, don't dwell on that too much. Don't feel bad about that too much. Just start fresh, a new page, a clean slate, as we say in English. A clean slate means starting over without considering past mistakes or problems. It's like erasing an old drawing from a board and having a blank space to draw something new. This phrase is often used when someone gets a chance to begin again, forgetting any bad things that happened before. So let's say in your case, the first step should be don't dwell on the past. Whatever you did this year or whatever you didn't do this year, just let it go and start preparing for this new year. Don't dwell on the past. Start a clean slate. Second of all, ask yourself why. Why do you want to improve your English? What is the end goal? What is the final destination, so to speak? Understanding the why behind our goals is key. Simon Sinek, in his influential book Start With Why, argues that knowing the purpose or reason behind our goals ignites, provokes, lights a passion that can endure, bear, withstand challenges. When our goals are fundamentally motivated or aligned with our values, connected to our values, and resonate with our deeper aspirations, commitment becomes less of a task and more of a compelling, powerful journey. Wait, what did I just say there? I said that when you have a clear why, it's going to be more difficult to abandon your task. It's going to be more motivational for you to continue with your studies, even when deep down inside, all you want to do is give up. So please write down a clear why. Why do you want to study English? Is it because you need it for your job? Is it because you now live in an English-speaking country? Is it because you need it for your company, for travel, for better communication. You see, there are so many examples of whys here. What is your why? Tip number three is reserve a time during the week where you can truly focus on your English learning journey. Let's just say it as an example here. Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. is my time to study English. Again, I am only using an example here, but make sure that you have a specific day and a specific time. Write it down somewhere. Write it down somewhere where you can see it, somewhere where you can notice it. For example, I like to leave my reminders somewhere in my office area where I can see them, where I can read them. If you just write something down, it's going to get lost in your busy life. It's going to get mixed away with everything else that you got going on. Make sure you have the note somewhere where it's visible, where you can see it. Now that you have written the day and the time down, please commit to it. Really make it a priority. Tip number four is, have you thought about supporting this podcast so that you can get access to the podcast texts? I think that you should think about that. It costs only $4 per month. If you really think about it, a Starbucks coffee costs more than $4. And sure, you'd be supporting the podcast, but also look at it as an investment. By supporting the podcast, you are investing in your own English learning journey by getting access to the actual podcast text. I personally think it's a great idea, but also students who are already supporting the podcast have shared how helpful it is to actually have the podcast text there in their hands so that they can read it, study the new words, listen again, and practice their pronunciation and so much more. As you're going through this entire process, you want to think to yourself, am I truly committed? I mean, do I really want to be committed? Am I serious about my English learning journey? Also, don't wait until the last day of the year to ask yourself these questions. If possible, take some notes as you're listening to this podcast episode and start planning today. Don't miss tomorrow's podcast episode because in it, I'll tell you what real commitment looks like. I believe that you will be truly inspired.